We're talking with Craig Rich of Michigan Shipwreck Research Associates and the dangers that you and your colleagues face in seeking those hidden treasures in the waters of the Great Lakes. Have come home with incidents in Saugatuck and most recently in Mackinac Island area. When you guys go down to seek these sunken treasures, safety has to be first and foremost. And even though there's been, I would think, advances in scuba diving, advances in your craft, these incidents shows that the dangers are still there, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a lot like jumping out of an airplane at, 10,000 feet. You need to make sure that you've checked and rechecked everything, and then you need to take a look at your buddy's equipment and make sure you've checked and rechecked all of his or her gear, too, just to make sure that if something fails, you've got a backup. If your buddy's not nearby, you've got your own backup plus backup for that person.
Now, the thing is, Craig, how much has safety improved in the years when you first started diving to now where, to a certain extent, there's a lot of things now that are, I hate to say it, taken for granted, that really wasn't around when you first started this scuba diving efforts?
Yeah, safety has improved, but we're also stretching the boundaries, too. People keep wanting to go deeper, to stay longer at certain depths. And you really have to obey the rules. One thing that hasn't changed in the 40 some odd years that I've been scuba diving since I was 16 years old is the actual science of it. It's still, the volume of air still doubles as you move 30 feet through the water up and down, and that's going to happen no matter how good your equipment is, no matter what the advances are in technology. You still cannot overcome the physics of the whole situation. You have to be careful.
Now, the question I have for you, Craig, is this. The efforts that you and Valerie Van Heest and all the people involved with Michigan Shipwreck Associates, maybe not specifically your group, but I'll use it as an example. Do you sense when you go down and say, hey, this equipment should be doing this and it's not doing this, do you guys talk with the manufacturer saying, there's some modifications? Is there better ways that we can attack this problem, or to a certain extent, there really isn't any better ways?
Well, if the equipment's on the market and it's out there on a retail basis, it's going to be the best that it can be. There are certainly different levels of gear. I would not go down to the depth of 180 or 200 feet, which is sort of my self-imposed limit, with gear that isn't really meant to do that. There are regulators that only work really well in less than 100 feet of water. And there are regulators that are designed to go really deep, and they're made not to freeze up like the incident that I assume occurred off of Saugatuck, although we haven't heard the details of that one.
Right, it's a situation where familiarity really becomes a big factor. Yes, you want to explore deeper, you want to explore new areas, perhaps to find a shipwreck that hadn't been at a certain spot before, but knowing the waters, knowing the areas is almost as important as having the right equipment, isn't it?
Yeah, you need to know the weather conditions. I've done some diving up around the Manitou Islands, and my buddy and I actually got into the water, and we came up about 20 minutes later, and the lake had gone from flat calm to, 3-foot seas and a real heavy wind. And anybody who's familiar with Lake Michigan knows that can occur on any of the Great Lakes at any time. So being prepared, knowing the weather conditions, watching the forecast, not getting trapped out in that kind of weather, and then making sure that your skills and your health, I think health is probably one of the greatest reasons people get into trouble while they're scuba diving. People do get exhausted or overextended. They have, and if you have a heart condition or even an unknown heart condition, you're going to get yourself into trouble. So, being aware of yourself, being aware of your body and your skills and limitations, and being aware